This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, the Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Mr. Thakur said the Union Cabinet also approved terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Culture and Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy said the government has notified the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. He said the National Turmeric Board will play an instrumental role in increasing awareness and consumption of turmeric and developing new markets globally to increase exports. He said this would fulfill the demands of farmers of Telangana. In Sikkim, Glacier Lake outburst flood in parts of Lonak Lake in Mangan district resulted in the rise of water levels along the Teesta River basin in the early hours today, causing a flash flood. State Disaster Management Authority said in Pakyong district, 23 army personnel have been missing and one person has been rescued at Bardang, where some vehicles are submerged under slush. All emergency services are deployed for evacuation of people to safer places. Severe damages have been reported in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Many bridges have collapsed and houses washed away. Two GREF labourers are reported missing at Sangkhalang. In Gangtok district, 25 people have been rescued by the SDRF. In Namchi district, LD Kazi Bridge and Indreni Bridge have been washed away. Around 500 people are sheltered in relief camps, and a permanent relief camp has been set up at the Pranami Mandir. All government and private schools in Pakyong, Gangtok, Namchi and Mangan districts shall remain closed till the 8th of this month. National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, has said that its teams are deployed at Sikkim in view of heavy rain, cloudburst and flood. Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Odisha during the next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country also is expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. The IMD said southwest monsoon has withdrawn from some more parts of Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh, in remaining parts of Rajasthan and some parts of Gujarat. In West Bengal, there is flood alert for 7 districts. As a precautionary measure, people in the districts of Kalimpong, Darjeeling and Jalpaiguri have been evacuated to safer places. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said all steps have been taken to evacuate people to safer places. Kolkata has received incessant rain since yesterday night, leaving the streets inundated and slowing down the traffic. The Hindustan Aeronautics Limited (HAL) handed over the twin-seater variant of LCA Tejas fighter aircraft to the Indian Air Force in the presence of Indian Minister of State for Tourism and Defence Ajay Bhatt in Bangalore today. LCA Tejas is a lightweight, all-weather, multi-role, 4.5-generation aircraft. Speaking on the occasion, MOS Defence Ajay Bhatt said that it is an historic occasion today when the motto of Atmanirbhar Bharat is realised by the development of twin-seater Tejas with advanced features. He said it is an important achievement that showcases indigenous capabilities. The National Investment and Infrastructure Fund and Japan Bank for International Cooperation, JBIC, have tied up to launch a $600 million US-dollar India-Japan fund. This joint initiative will facilitate collaboration and investment between India and Japan in the field of climate and environment. According to the Finance Ministry, the Government of India will contribute 49% of the corpus and the remaining 51% will be contributed by JBIC. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, Indian duo of Jyoti Sureka Venam and Ojas Devtale won gold for Indian archery. They defeated Republic of Korea in compound mixed team final. In the women's 75kg boxing event, Lovlina Borgohain settled for the silver after losing the final to Li Qian of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.